and today we're staying.
Well, Albert, what if I don't want to be like most people?
Fine.
Al Rutledge, we are here in Payne County, Oklahoma, and the rumor has it that he's a senior citizen. I can't prove that. I can't see that, but we'll find out in just a minute based on the timeline. First, I want to remind you about Lone Creek Cattle Company and the opportunity to be a part of a branded beef program. It's called Certified Piedmontese, and we have the Piedmontese Bull Sale tonight in Broken Bow, Nebraska. Get to Broken Bow. Otherwise, just go to the website, LoneCreekCattleCo.com. Rumor has it, Al Rutledge, that you're 97 years old. Is that a lie?
Yes, 97, the last of April.
My goodness. And you rode a train to the Chicago International for more than one time, several times. Tell us about doing that.
Well, the universities all showed, agriculture colleges usually had show cattle, and the better ones would go to Chicago. It was open to the world, international. And it continued until Chicago stockyards were closed down. They kind of supported it. It started about 1900 to have fat cattle for Thanksgiving for the city people.
What was it like transporting cattle on a train?
Well, they were gentle cattle, and all the railroads had cattle docks in, and you let them in, tied them to the wall. And usually, if you had a few head, you had a bunk and a bed in the one end. If you had 12 head or more, usually there was a deck about 10 foot wide up above the cattle to sleep on and keep your clothes. Everybody had one suitcase with his 2 weeks' supply of clothes. Some of them would wear the old shirts in Chicago. Instead of sending them to the laundry, throw them in the trash. Meals were 36 cents to a dollar. You turn in your lot of meals. We got $10 a day, and we thought that was good. Most of us had lived through the Dust Bowl in the 30s, and my first job was a dollar a week herding cows in the roadways because the pastures were all bare, no grass, and some grass in the most of the farmers had a couple of cows to milk and tried to feed them. At that time, in the 30s, the bulk of people in western Oklahoma farmed horses. That was the size of that.
And you were probably pretty happy to get a dollar a week.
Very happy. That was money. And some people had money, but they don't remember. The banks were closed, so they couldn't spend it.
And that, my friends, is the biggest setback from the past year, is that we've not gotten to hang with those people that create those fond memories, those networking opportunities, and why I'm so glad that I met Al Rutledge here in Payne County, Oklahoma. I got a feeling he's a Polk fan, but we'll ask him next time.
Sure.
Are you a Go Cowboy fan?
Yes.
Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.